Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Well, Roxanne, good morning. It's another beautiful weekend here in the high desert.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
I am really excited because we're moving in to Hispanic History Month, mm-hmm. and we've got a lot of wonderful things going on here in the desert. But our guest this morning is somebody who, I got to tell you, I had the opportunity to meet him last year, and he's just become like part of the family, right? Just a wonderful, wonderful, kind, generous gentleman. And most of our listeners will recognize him. I've got Lou Pizarro. You'll recognize him as the face and founder of Operation Repo, that wonderful TV show. Lou, nephew, was very, very happy that you were here last year and he got to meet you. But welcome to the show, welcome. Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We're so excited to have you
Thank you. Today. Gracias, hermanas.
Thank you. Most importantly, I guess I should say that I'm excited because last year, DVL, the Dreamers, Visionaries, and Leaders Project, had an opportunity to recognize you, our 2023 DVL Hispanic Heritage Icon honoree.
Wow.
And I have to say, you are most deserving of that.
Well, thank you.
I'm happy because you're here to talk with us a little bit today about the upcoming 2024 DVL Hispanic Heritage Tribute Awards. And share with us a little bit of what your experience was being with us last year and receiving that honor.
Pues la verdad es que me encantó mucho. Y te tengo que... English?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just check. All right. So, you know, I have to say it's absolutely an honor to this day. It was an amazing experience. And like I told some of my family and friends, you know, as a kid, I was a dreamer. I'm still a dreamer.
Yes.
I was that guy who was always inventing stuff. I wanted to be an astronaut. I mean, I was just that guy. And then when I was presented, you know, as an honoree, it was just like solidifying that dream that I've had since
yes.
a kid. And it's never too late. I believe one day I'm still going to go to space. We have
right.
the opportunity now, you know, to make it a lot easier. So if Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk, if you're listening...
8 days and then get you won't be picked up for
they could send me to Mars on a one-way ticket and I would do it. So, you know, having this feeling there, it was just an awesome acknowledgement, and I was just so excited to be part of a huge family. Like you said earlier, I'm like family, and I feel
yes.
like you guys are my family. And it doesn't stop. I've talked to people throughout the year whether it was an interview or whether they went to the award. I had some friends and family that went there. My son, Fernando Villarreal,
wonderful young man.
Was there. I mean, his family, it was just a great thing. Carlos, his beautiful family. And it was an experience like no other.
Mm.
And it's once of a lifetime experience. So, and I got to share that with my sister in spirit that's no longer with us.
Yes.
And that really meant a lot that I was able to that tribute of that award I received to my sister in heaven. And it's just a good feeling.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I say that because you are coming back and
yes.
joining us again this year, and you're going to serve as our master of ceremonies.
Outstanding. I'm so excited about that. As you know, I got a little carried away last year. I started dancing. I'm like, wait a minute, can
Don't
the MC
stop.
Dance?
Okay. Don't stop.
Watch out this year.
I want to talk a little bit about what's coming up because mm-hmm. The DVL Tribute Awards will take place on Friday, September 27th, 6 p.m. at Victor Valley College in mm-hmm. the Performing Arts Center. But we also have this year's icon honoree is someone that you know.
Yes.
Right? And I think a lot of our listeners will know. If nothing else, I know they know the music, right?
Yes.
You want to share with us who our icon honoree for this year is?
Absolutely. So our icon honoree is Pepe Marquez.
Yay.
And I got to tell you, he's just one of the super legends. This guy's phenomenal. You're going to love his music. Everyone that goes to the Art LeBeau shows, that goes to the Super Legends cruise, the old school cruise, they all know Pepe Marquez. He's just everywhere. And it is deserved. I can tell you, I met Pepe Marquez a long, long time ago when he first started. And he was literally producing and selling these venues. That's who Pepe Marquez is.
Yeah.
He's a solid man. And I'm just proud to be part of Mr. Marquez.
Yes. So we're going to have a wonderful night celebrating not only Pepe Marquez as our DVL icon honoree, but we have other individuals who are locally here in our community. Marcelina Chico Garza will be the recipient of our Lifetime Achievement honoree.
Nice.
And then we have 5 other individuals receiving awards as DVL honoree, and you will be leading us through that celebration.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Woo. So am I. Again, thank you guys for this opportunity once again. And we're going to have fun. I just want everyone that's listening to come out, support, apoyar. You're going to have a blast. We're going to make lifetime memories here together in the high desert, y'all.
Yes. And so I want to ask you, you know, you're a dreamer.
I am.
Right? And so can you just kind of tell us and share with us a little bit about how you got into the industry of entertainment, of television, right?
Yeah, you know, so it's my journey was, it's a very long one. It started as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, my mother, being a single mom, raising 7 kids.
Wow.
We rarely seen my mom. So, but when my mom wasn't working on the weekend, she would take us downtown on the bus, and we would watch 3 movies for $4.
Yeah.
That was in the 70s.
Yes.
Okay, and just watching this big screen and all this action going on just inspired me. I'm like, I want to be a part of this. I want to do this. I want to be that guy. I want to, you know. And so I got introduced to cameras. I remember in 1977, somehow managed to repossess my one-step Polaroid camera. Yes. And I was taking pictures and selling them for a dime, a quarter, 35 cents to buy more film. And I was taking pictures all through the projects.
Okay.
You know, so, and again, I was that dreamer. You know, I was the kid riding around with a camera around his neck on a BMX bike.
I can imagine that, though.
So it's a long story. That's where it started. Yeah. And then later on in life, I just, you know, I was very active with my imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried everything. I'm an inventor. I've invented all kinds of weird things. But who knows? They might not provide service, you know, today on this planet, but maybe tomorrow on another one.
On Mars. Get there.
That's right.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. What are you working on now? What can you share with us? Where can we see you? I know, you know, you're really famous and known for Operation Repo. I think there may be something going on with that.
Yes.
And so just share with us some of the things that you're working on, how we can stay in touch with you. Find out what you're doing.
Okay, so I'm working on another little side company called Red Planet X because I want to, you know, make stuff for Mars. Like I got some boots. I got some other cool stuff. And you know, I even have this safety spaceship, you know, called the Space Hawk that I designed. But that's another story. So,
okay.
But as far as TV stuff, I am still working on a travel show called Operation Passport.
Oh.
We're in post-production. We already filmed season 1. Comes out in April on every streaming platform, so look out.
We'll do.
We're also in pre-production on a car show called Cars and Cigars.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes. And we did finally start a new season of Operation Repo. We just filmed our first episode last weekend.
Really?
Yeah. So we're excited about that. You know, paying homage to my sister,
yes.
In my opinion. Yeah, I'm the creator of the show, but my sister was the star, and she was the boss.
Yeah.
I signed the checks, but she was the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Carlos in the background, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. She was definitely running things. That's right.
So I just stay busy. You know, I have my kids. I take them to the sports, swimming, basketball, piano, theater. And I try to keep busy because I can. Because in 5 or 10 years, I probably won't be able to do it like this anymore. And I tell my kids, do it while you can. Have no regrets.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you're a dreamer, a visionary, and a leader, I mean, these are all values, you know, that we all have. We all have them.
Right.
We just have to put them out there. Not be shy. Not be scared. And just let it go. Let it flow.
Right.
Surround yourself with people that are going to encourage this from you.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've got quite a bit coming up. You've got stuff that's leading us into next year that we'll be looking out for. Yeah. And so if somebody wants to keep up with you and kind of know when these things are happening or what you're doing, how can they do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, two ways. You can reach out to me on my cell. It's 818-280. I'm just kidding. You could actually reach me on my social media. My Instagram is @LouPizarro, and you can send me a message. That'd be great. And also, you're probably going to be seeing me more as we're filming a superhero film.
Wow.
And we've been filming out here in the high desert. It's called Comic Book Keeper, and it comes out summer 2025.
Oh, well,
so
we're
gonna
definitely going to be on that. Yeah. We have to arrange a screening or something for us here in the high desert for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love it.
You got a lot of different things going on.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
Again, Lou, I want to thank you for taking time out, stopping by, visiting with us. I want to really thank you for the wonderful job that I know you're going to do as serving as our Master of Ceremonies for the 2024 DVL Hispanic Heritage Tribute Awards on Saturday. Why do I keep saying Saturday?
It's Friday,
September 27th at 6 p.m. Victor Valley College.
And the best part that it's free to the public.
It is. It is free. So definitely want to encourage community to come out. Want to encourage community to continue to support you, Lou. And thank you as you continue to support us. We appreciate you so much.
Amen. Thank you guys so much for having me. I look forward to seeing you at the DVL Awards. Everybody.
On Saturday.
Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
You know what? We've got an exciting guest this morning who's going to be with us. This gentleman has just shared his talent, you know, I'm going to say Southern California, but basically all across this country. He's just a magnificent vocalist. He is also a humanitarian. And he's also going to be joining us here in the high desert for a special performance in honor of Hispanic Heritage Month. And so, you know what? I am just really, really excited and somewhat humbled to welcome Pepe Marquez to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. Pepe, it's so good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. It's so good to be invited to do an interview with you guys.
Thank you.
So let's talk about your career, because you have been doing music for how long?
Oh, I would say over 40 years.
Wow. And what is it about? When did you realize that you could sing, that you had that talent?
It took a while. When I was a little kid, I used to just like to sing around the house, or I'd sing at parties for the family and stuff. But when I was around the age of 14, 15 years old, I started trying to put bands together with my buddies, garage bands and stuff. And I actually started out wanting to be a percussionist. I wanted to play congas.
Really?
Yes.
And so then you realized that being the front man, the singer, would get you girls, huh?
sort of, I guess, yeah. Well, I always liked it, but there was already a singer in the band, so, you know, I got to do a song here and there. I actually used to play with a band. The bands that are started, they were Mexican bands, so all they played was Mexican music.
Mm.
But I could speak I could speak English, so I could sing in English. So we started doing, they wanted to do some English songs. So that's how I got to my chance to sing. And then from there, it just little by little just grew, and I started, and, you know, because at the beginning I wasn't really that good, and I've never taken like vocal lessons or music or mm-hmm. studied music or nothing. It's all just been just a God given talent that I just honed in and just, you know, worked at, and it got me to where I'm at today.
And so Pepe, with that, how do you select what songs you sing? Because I know, like, it seems to me you got a serious love for R&B and a lot of the old school mm-hmm. music. And so how do you select what you sing?
Well, there's songs that that I've just been playing with different bands that I've been in for years that were my favorite songs, songs that are just songs that I just really love, whether it's R&B or a Spanish song or, you know, oldies, because that's what I listened to growing up as a kid at home. We listened to Mexican music because my mother, that's, you know, she was always blasting the radio, and we were listening to Mexican music. So that was my first love, and the first stuff that I started singing was in Spanish, the Mexican music. And then as I got older, you know, going to school and stuff, I started listening to, of course, the R&B and you know, the old school stuff, you know, watching American Bandstand, Soul Train.
Yes.
Listening to the AM radio, because back then we only had AM radio.
Right.
And they would play all that, you know, every hour would be the top 10 songs or whatever. So that's where I got my, you know, my love for all the different types of music, which is something that I really like, because I can sing in Spanish, I can sing in English, and that's what I do now. And so it's, you know, that's always been my thing.
And do you write as well?
Yes, I do. But most of my original songs that I have out now are written by my producer, Carlos Guillen. He's a great songwriter, so I let him do the writing, and I just do the singing. I contribute to a lot of it, you know, I throw my two cents in here and there. But Carlos is mostly the guy that does the writing.
And let me ask you something, Pepe, because we're in this time of technology and, you know, everybody's talking about AI, artificial intelligence. And, you know, for a long time, folks have been sampling music and all of that. And that's not necessarily anything new. But what are your feelings about really those, you know, being able to truly sing and not do the auto-tune thing, and those who are mm-hmm. really able to play real instruments and really, you know, music as we grew up knowing it as music. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, that's what we pride ourselves on doing, is doing everything live. Like, our recordings are all, you know, we don't use the computer stuff, you know, the drums and the bass and all that stuff that they can do now. You know, everything that we record is all live, bass, guitars, all the instruments are live. All the vocals, and so that's what I like. I think that sound is the good sound. Not that the younger kids are using all the computer stuff and all the. I'm not very knowledgeable with all that stuff because I don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, like, my son, he does that. He gets on the computer. He can make a beat. You mm-hmm. know, he sings to his beats and stuff, which I think is great. You know. So I don't think there's nothing wrong with it, but it's just a different type of music, and it's a different instrument that the younger kids are using.
Yeah, and you know, it just could be me, just my personal preference, you know. But there's something about the soul of live mm-hmm. music, you know, the soul of somebody who's really singing and somebody who's really playing. There's something right. that just seems to connect. Right. And maybe that's just because that's what I grew up with. And so that's what I know. But there's something about it. I do, too, have an appreciation for a lot of the younger artists that are out here that, you know, some of the stuff I really do like. But I really find myself always being attracted. To me, there's nothing like live music.
No, I agree. And that's. You know, that's what I've always done. That's what I grew up with. And same thing, like you said, listening to it. But I you know, I don't want to take nothing away from the people that do use it, because there's a lot of that being used now, and it makes me dance, it makes me sing, you know, I listen to them, you know, it's good stuff. It's just, you know, things change, you know, just like the music changes. You know, I remember, you know, back in the 50s, and, you know, when the rock and roll came in and nobody liked it, and, you know, and then the funk came in. And
right.
There's always something changing. It's always good to bring in new, fresh ideas from the younger generations, and do a little bit of everything. And that's what I like of what's going on right now with the Soldies, which is what, you know, what we're doing is the Soldies, and people are, some of the younger kids are doing it. We're bringing back the old school music, the oldies, and just doing it our own way, you know, putting a little different twist on it.
Yeah, I love it.
People are enjoying it.
So now with that, what can those who are here, us here in the High Desert, what can we expect to hear from you performance-wise on September 27th over at Victor Valley College, the Performing Arts Center? What can we expect to hear from you?
I'm gonna try to mix it up as much as I can. I think I'm only getting like 15 minutes or something. So I'm gonna you know probably play some of the most popular stuff that people are really liking and just share that with you guys. I think it was you that told me you really liked that old school medley.
Yes.
So I definitely will do that.
Thank you.
Just for you, Regina.
With the little bit of time that I got, I'm gonna try to just see what I can do, put something together. I'm sure you guys will enjoy it.
I'm sure we're gonna be thoroughly entertained and enjoy it. And so, Pepe, that kind of leads me to talking to you about the fact that, you know, you have been selected to receive the Dreamers, Visionaries, and Leaders Hispanic Heritage Icon Honoree Award for this year. And so what does that mean to you to be identified as an icon?
I couldn't believe it. Like, I was talking to my wife, and when I got the call, I was like, me? Like me, because I don't ever look at myself or realize, you know, sometimes you don't see the impact that you're making. Mm-hmm. You know, does that make any sense?
Yes.
I guess I don't think about that kind of stuff, but things have happened recently that where I see where I'm making an impact here, making an impact, or helping people that are sick, or through the music. So it's a big honor, and I'm just blown away that I'm being recognized. To me, I'm just a guy out of Santa Barbara, man, that just got blessed and having some, you know, having some blessings through the music and stuff. So it's a great honor, and I'm just so proud to be a part of what's going on. And I thank you guys for the award, for recognizing me.
And you know what I want to ask you too, Pepe, because I know that in a lot of the videos that you have, and people can go to YouTube, and there's just like, I don't even know how many videos you have. But in the majority of those videos, you've got some beautiful cars. Where do you get those cars from?
Just different car clubs and different people. I mean, now, at the beginning, it was kind of a struggle to try to get these cars, you know, because, you know, people didn't really know me and stuff. And now it's like, it's gotten really easy. Like, people are calling me, hey, man, if you got a video coming up, you know, I want to put my car in your video. And so there's just different people that have these nice guys. I did the Eastside Records show in L.A. about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And I got probably picked up like 5 phone numbers of people with beautiful cars. And, you know, they want to see them in our video. So, they just belong to different owners, and people want to share their cars and all these different clubs and stuff. And I'm glad to use them. It makes it really nice to be able to just make a phone call and say, hey, man, I want to use your car, you know.
It's nice. And I think that's one of the signature, what I consider to be one of the signature pieces of a Pepe Marquez video, is that these cars are like truly, truly amazing. So you say that you have a truck, right?
Yes.
Does she have a name?
Does she have a name? You know, she used to have a name, but I can't remember what her name used to be. I'm drawing a blank. But she's a she for sure. But yeah, I have a truck, and I've I'm always doing something too, and I probably could never get back if I sold it the money that I put into it. I'll never sell it, it's just a hobby. You know, you're always doing
right.
something different to the car, adding this, adding that. So,
right. So Pepe, and let me ask you this. You know, I want to really thank you for this time that you shared with us. If there is a philosophy that you have come to embrace at this point in time in your life, is there a certain, quote, philosophy, you know, that you have about how you live life at this point in time in your life?
Well, you know, I'm 63 years old, and I finally came to the age where I see life very different,
mm-hmm.
And I realize, you know, we've all made mistakes and done things and said things, and now it's like, you know, it's just live every day, you know, be kind, be happy, smile, you know, help everybody, you know, just try to make this place a better place. And
yes.
And sometimes that's hard to do because things happen, situations happen. But I wish when I was in my 20s or something, I had the knowledge that I have now and know how important people are. It doesn't matter who you are or what you do, you know, it's just live life and be a good person as best you can.
I know that we are looking forward to seeing you on Friday, September 27th, at Victor Valley College Performing Arts Center. We've made this event free to the community so they can come out and support you as you receive your award. And then also as we are treated to a special performance by you. So I can't wait to get you and your family here in the high desert and so that you can see all the love and admiration that you have here and the impact that you've made on our region. So, Pepe, thank you so much
for this
interview. We look forward to seeing you again on September 27th. Any last parting words?
Well, no, just thank you. Thank you to the committee. Thank you, you two. And if any of the younger people are listening to what I just said a little while ago about, you know, listen. Because it was a mistake that I think we all made, and I know I made it. Listen to your elders, listen to the advice, listen to what they got to say because they're right, and you don't realize that till you get to be their age. But
yes.
listen to what people tell you, man, because they're right.
Right.
Pepe, where can we find out more about you, listen to your music?
You can go on YouTube. All my music's on YouTube. You can also find me on all social media platforms, the music. And then I have a Facebook, Pepe Marquez artist page. I'm also on Instagram under 2Pepe2Marquez. And I have all my calendar there, and you can find, you know, whatever I'm doing, it's all on there.
All right, great.
Well, thank you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your weekend. And again, we are excited to have you come here and be a part of the high desert.
No, thank you. It's an honor to come down there and hang out with you guys and enjoy the day.
Looking forward to it. Take care.
All right, you too.
Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at roxannesgaffiti@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Providence, St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.